Hello out there to all you people who used to be on the go, multitaskers, and everybody who's stuck at home with the Wuhan quarantine. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Spies in Disguise. A forgettable and regrettable movie. My short take is that it's a poorly thought-out computer-animated spy spoof with a bad theme. Who should go? Well, adults will be alternately bored or infuriated, older kids will find it too juvenile, and kids young enough to enjoy the animation and silly plot shouldn't be exposed to the inappropriately constructed pacifist theme. So, despite there being no profanity, and aside from a naked bottom shown for laughs, no sex, no one should bother. My long take. Spies in Disguise is the latest computer-animated venture by Blue Skies Production, whose checkerboard career has included the wonderful Ice Age franchise and the well-done Horton Hears a Who, but also the rather pitiful Robots and pathetic Ferdinand, for which I have a review on my blog. Spies in Disguise is both forgettable and regrettable, and it's not one of their best efforts. Forgettably derivative, it pulls from a number of other much better movies. The premise is that a celebrity spy, Lance Sterling, the often terrific Will Smith from Men in Black, I, Robot, I Am Legend, Collateral Beauty, the latter of which I have a review for, is framed for an act of treason by Killian, voiced by Ben Mendelsohn from Rogue One and Darkest Hour, the latter of which I have a review for, so must seek the help of a tech inventor named Walter, who is played by Tom, who is the best Spider-Man ever, Holland, who Lance just had fired, though how this spy had the authority to do that is never explained. Lance is then chased by a team led by Marcy, voiced by Rashida Jones, who did such a good job in Klaus, for which I have a review, and who is also aided by Eyes, played by Karen Gillan, who is fantastic as both Doctor Who's Amy Pond and Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy. Both of them are from the agency, which is headed by Joyless, voiced by Reba McEntire, for whom Lance is the agency's star achiever. The plot, by the unsuccessful collaboration of Lucas Martell, Cindy Davis, Brad Copeland, and Lloyd Taylor, is pretty dumb even for a kid demographic parody. You can't just throw anything up on the screen and expect that just because it's animated, it'll be fun. The success of enterprises like Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, my objections to Toy Story 4 are documented in my review on my blog, The Incredibles, or even the old Bugs Bunny cartoons, was in part due to being smart and cleverly written, giving something for the adults to enjoy while still being fun and wholesome for the kids. The first three Toy Stories, The Incredibles, and Bugs Bunny are all the kind of entertainment that become classics, as the children who see them now will grow up to be the adults who will come back to them with their own kids and see something fresh and new from an adult perspective. The classics offer thoughtful entertainment to a multitude of generations. Not so with Spies in Disguise, which barely has any original thoughts or decent narrative for anybody. For one thing, the linchpin upon which the entire plot springs, the framing of Lance, is suspension of disbelief breaking level dome. It's hard to believe that this super secret and heavily intelligence-based agency would so readily dismiss their top agent, or that they would not find his claims of a bad guy able to disguise himself as Lance credible. With all the tech demonstrated at their disposal, what is incredible is that the agency didn't believe Lance, so the story was off to a rocky start to begin with. Despite Disguise featuring some of my favorite actors, I was disappointed by the largely bland performances, but then there's not much an actor can do with a bad script. The only one who makes any impact is Mendelsohn, who manages to invest the megalo revenge villain with an emotional base that actually made him more interesting and sympathetic than the main characters. The movie becomes a combo fish out of water, or rather a bird out of air, as Smith's character is turned into a pigeon. And then an odd couple story as the suave, now birdified Lance must pair with the slight and wide-eyed nerdy inventor Walter. Spies then wanders around in a Mission Impossible miasma and lands at the end of every Bond movie ever, minus the babes in bikinis. The story is regrettable because it pushes a pacifist agenda in a place for which is not appropriate. We're not covering the civil disobedience of Gandhi or the Christian martyrs. These are agents sworn to uphold the law and defend citizens from violent, armed, and dangerous madmen. But Walter, who lost his police officer mom and her line of duty, is on a quest while working for a get-smart men-in-black type of agency to create a line of defensive weapons which theoretically distracts or at best hinders the bad guys but does not kill them. Sorry, guys, but the purpose of a military or secret service equivalent agency is to kill people and break things. It is an unfortunate point of fact that endorphin-enhancing, glitter-creating, cute kitten shapes won't stop people who do not play by the same pacifist rules as our intrepid hero. But really, you might say, it's only a kid movie. That is true. It is aimed at young children. So when you teach impressionable youths that the good guys are not good guys if they kill the bad guys, then you instill in children the idea that happy feelings and party favor prank level gizmos can stem the tide of an opposing force armed with AK-47s, missile launchers, and nerve gas. Funny how the bad guys never seem to follow the rules. I saw this kind of mentality back in the 70s when the soldiers were returning from Vietnam. Make peace, not war. Protesters shoving flowers into the barrels of soldiers, the latter of whom exercised heroic self-restraint. Glorified hippies dodging the draft to smoke weed, behave promiscuously, and hang out to the tunes of Yasker's Farm while breeding the likes of the pregnant woman butchering Manson family. Meanwhile, the self-indulged all felt good about themselves, and our soldiers were meat shields protecting the hippies' option to lay about. Al-Qaeda, the Gulf Cartel, Aryan Nation, sex traffickers, not to mention the North Korean army, mobsters, Somali pirates, or an armed thug holding up the diner you're in don't follow those cute little rules. And painting the police or military or even an armed citizen who defends an innocent as anything but a hero is an affront to those who risk their lives to protect ours. The animation is pretty good. Nothing spectacular, but adequate to the needs of the story. Kind of uninspired Incredibles. Speaking of the Incredibles, and nothing against Reba McEntire, but her heavy southern accented character, Joyless, sounded as though she was channeling Holly Hunter's Elastigirl from The Incredibles really heavily, making me suspect the filmmakers knew they were dealing with a very weak movie, so employed all the cheap tricks they could think of. The pigeons were cute, especially Crazy Eyes, who was cousin to the indestructible, able-to-eat-anything, Alan Tudyk-voiced Hi-Hi from Moana. And when the reprised version of Hi-Hi and the villain are the most interesting characters in the movie, you know you have a problem. The music by Theodore Shapiro sounded like it was pulled from a barrel of mediocre spy movie tropes, or culled from theme rejects off of Men in Black, or just tediously loud generic hip-hop. So give this one a miss. If you're not snoozing through the trite storyline or improvisational-sounding dialogue, you'll be aggravated by the touchy-feely approach to deadly killers. Go see Martel, who is one of the authors of this mess, his far more amusing and clever short from which Spies was inspired. It was called Pigeon Impossible, and you can get a link on my blog. Or just go watch The Incredibles again. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven.com. That's Maven, spelled MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from recognizing that you can make a movie that's bad for kid, even if it's animated and features really talented actors, and so you can avoid it for your children.